Jekka News, you need to know now.
Die dag skop af, gedeeltelik bewolk oor Gauteng in die Noordwes. Enkele buie en donderbuie kan ook verwag word oor die westelike dele van die Noordwes. Warm reg oor ons gebied, baie warm in die Laagveld en oor dele van Limpopo. Pretoria en Johannesburg op na 28, Mbombela en Malagleni en Polokwane 27, Rustenburg 30 en in Bella Bella 'n sonnige 31 vandag.
In Lindbrow Park op die N3 Noord, 'n ongeluk naby Marlboro Rylaan, verkeer is ewig ontwrig.
Die MK-partij sê hy is bekommerd omdat Suid-Afrika voortgaan om sy seldsame aardminerale onverwerk uit te voer, terwyl buitelandse magte voordeel trek uit die verwerking en die raffinering. Suid-Afrika is ryk aan strategiese minerale soos neodymium, dysprosium, cerium en lantaan. Die MK-partij sê hy gaan 'n privaat lid wetsontwerp in die parlement voorlê dat seldsame aardminerale as strategiese nasionale bates direk onder die bewaring van die staat en mense geplaas word. In Comic-Con Africa 2025 in die Johannesburgse Expo Centrum beloof om die grootste viering nog te wees. Daar sal die eerste keer gebaretaal tolke op die verhoof verhoog wees om toeganklikheid uit te brei. Die genres wissel van animasie tot wetenskapsfiksie met beoordelaars uit die rolprentbedryf. Ek Gerard de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Oh, from Bloemfontein to Europe, the Cheetahs will once again make Amsterdam the European base when they play in the EPCR Challenge Cup later this year. The boys from Bloem kick off their campaign away to Exeter on the 7th of December before shifting to the NRCA Stadium in the Netherlands for two home fixtures against Stade Français and Ulster. Their final pool match will take them to Paris, where they'll face Racing 92 at the La Défense Arena. The Wallabies have been boosted by the return of Alan Alatoa for two home rugby championship tests against Argentina, but a slew of players, including winger Tom Wright, were ruled out injured. Tom Liner, also back from concussion, but a long list of injured, with backs Ben Donaldson, Jake Gordon, Noah Lolesio, and Dylan Peach also sidelined. Also out is Will Skelton, the giant lock. A New Zealand rugby player who wanted his brain to be studied after suffering from the effects of multiple concussions has died at age 39. Shane Christie is a former Maori All Black who campaigned for greater awareness of the impact of repeated blows to the head. After retiring in 2017, he suffered from headaches, memory lapses, speech problems, depression, and mood swings, which is consistent with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I knew I was going to get stuck there. And thanks. He suffered lots of blows to the head. And he died. Now the coroner report.
39-year-old.
39
I'm sure
years
that's
old.
That's way too young. What?
And they suspect he took his own life, so we don't have lot of detail just
That's
yet.
Terrible.
But because of the behavior changes and the huge shifts in moods as well, so it's, I think, going to tweak world rugby to be a little bit more
action. I thought to myself they're probably going to pay a tribute to him when we are playing them in New Zealand.
I would not be surprised. He played for, I think, the Highlanders and the Crusaders as well. And just before I forget, thanks to Yvette Stradom reminding us, BOC women's second match of the Rugby World Cup. They play Italy. They saw off Brazil by 66 points to 6 in the opener, and that match will be at 4:30 on Sunday.
Go, Wiskel, Alpacar!
Defensive!
Alpacar!
Jacaranda FM plays
yes, I'm moving on. I got a one room shack.
Music.
Hey, you made me up, you made me up, believer.
You love.
One more time.
I've been feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
Like this.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em, so lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up.